Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. You're going to like Pastor's message today. Pastor George is back with us. And guess what the title is? Done with Debt.
That's right. That's
right.
Is that
a good title?
That's a great title. Well, it's a good title because you're the one that made it up.
Oh, that's why I like it.
You like that one, don't you?
It is good.
It's been 4 years since we've taught about debt freedom. And the Lord just ministered to me and said, you need to do a refresher.
I agree.
For those that have heard it before, and also for those that have never heard it. There are some people that are watching us that have not realized that they can live debt-free.
Right.
And debt-free is, it's a gift from God.
It is. I would say that's the greatest financial thing we ever learned.
Mm-hmm.
As far as just increasing in your finances, increasing in your what belongs to you and so on.
Right.
Done with debt. We figured out one day, or I didn't, but somebody figured out what would we have done. You did it. Maybe you had it done. What would we have spent in interest if we had all the buildings out here in the ministry?
Yep.
Our home, everything we own, the ministry owns, if we had borrowed money on it, what would it have cost more than paying cash?
Yeah. It's into the millions, Gloria. It's into the multiple millions of dollars to borrow. And think about all of that money.
And it would have just gone out the window as far as we were concerned.
Yeah, and all of that money has been spent directly on ministry. We did not have to pay for the money. And this is a place anyone in Christ can live debt-free.
That's right. And at whatever level you are, now we were talking about ministry buildings and all that, but at whatever level you are, you're going to increase. It's going to increase your capital.
It is, and you won't have to be paying over and over again.
That's right.
For multiple times.
Two, three times for
something. And we figured out just the administrative building here on the property. We moved in there 30 years ago this year. And had we taken out a 30-year mortgage, we would have been having a mortgage burning ceremony right about now. But it cost $7 million to build that building, and it would have been $14 million in interest.
That went to the gospel, went for the gospel's sake now instead.
Well, I mean the $7
million to the banker or whatever.
$14 million would have gone to the banker. On the contrary, that $14 million went for television, it went for meetings, it went for books and CDs and all of the materials that come out of this ministry.
Think about it, George. I'm glad that we've done that and can look back and share with people what it's costing to borrow rather than to believe. Yeah. You need to write a book.
We need to write a book.
Borrow.
Done with debt.
Done with debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to believe. How's that?
Oh, there you go.
Get us a new book on that,
It's cheaper to believe. I like that, Gloria. We just sit here and get book titles all the time from her. That's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what I did, Gloria, while I was...
We'll put that on the cover.
So it's...
Done with debt.
Done with debt.
And then we'll have under that, cheaper to believe.
It's cheaper to believe. I love it.
It'll be a bestseller.
I love it. That's great. And so we started last week talking about being done with debt. And a little while ago, I was sitting in here in the studio, and it just came to me. I thought we should do a really quick summary of last week. So I wrote this out.
And good, that's good.
Here's what we talked about. If you missed any of what we talked about last week, I'll tell you right now, first of all of the notes are available to you. KCM.org, you just click onto the picture of Gloria and me, and it will take you to not only these notes, but the other 256 notes of the broadcast that we've done over all of these years since 2010. But you can go back on KCM. You can watch the broadcast over and over again. And let me just read a few things here. I'll read some. Gloria will read some. But this is what we talked about last week. First of all, in Deuteronomy 28:44, we found out that debt is part of the curse.
Yep.
But then in Galatians 3:13, it says, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. So we're redeemed from curse. Jesus paid for the complete deliverance for our debt freedom. Then there's a scripture right there, Gloria, that's very near and dear to you in Romans 13:8.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that one.
Keep out of debt and owe no man anything.
Yeah.
Well, Ken and I had already come to the conclusion we were going to do whatever we saw in the Word of God. But we really didn't realize this was in the Word of God for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we were born again. We were just learning, you know, how to live and act in faith. And we were just beginning our study of and living of that. Then we didn't own, you know, we owed money on a car. We owed money on, we didn't have anything, first of all. But our old car, we owed money on. Our house rent, we mm-hmm. owed money, you know, mm-hmm. that was a debt.
Mm-hmm.
But we had heard Brother Hagin talk about living on the Word. And so we said, well, we're going to obey the Word. Whatever we see in the Word, we're going to do that.
You're going to do
that. Then we see the Scriptures.
Yeah, then you
keep
found that word.
Keep out of debt and owe no man anything.
Yeah.
And we didn't have anything.
You didn't have anything.
One thing, if we heard that now, we've got a house and car and whatever else we need. But then we were renting a little old house.
But the mentality,
type house.
The mentality was you can't
we
get...
We had a secondhand car.
You can't get anything without borrowing. That was the mentality.
Well, that's just the way you did it. It's the way your parents did it. That's the way you'd grown up that way. Wow.
And the Lord was in the process.
We got delivered.
He was in the process of renewing your minds to the Word of God. Yeah. Here's a statement that Brother Copeland made. He said, borrowing is a replacement covenant.
Yeah.
It's going to the world when you should have gone to God.
That's God.
And
that's right.
I remember a quote that you made the last time we taught on this. You said, if you go to the world, the world will loan it to you. God will give it to you.
That's right. I like that.
I like that.
Did I say that?
You
said
that. We found out also in Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is the slave to the lender. And you said yesterday, what happens when you miss a few payments? You said, what happens when you miss a few payments? They take the house, you get the boot.
That's right.
So the borrower is the slave to the lender. You think about this, Gloria. You think about a 30-year mortgage on a house. And you're paying along and all of a sudden you run into some problems in the 29th year.
Yeah.
And you miss about three payments and they come in and foreclose and take it away. And you've lost all of the principal. That's not right.
No.
That's not God's way.
That's not a good deal.
It's not a good deal. It's not one. So then we found out that there were three debt-free issues that we had to settle. And Gloria, why don't you go through those? Number one and two and three there. Three debt-free issues that we had to settle.
Where am I looking?
Oh, you're looking right. You're looking right about, where's that bottom piece? There it is, right there, these three.
All right, debt-free issues to settle. One, God is my source, not people.
That's right.
Two, I am not limited to a salary.
Mm-hmm. That's
Don't
right.
Don't let your salary limit you.
That's right.
Three, it is God's will for me to live debt-free.
So that's what we
and
have.
And we should add another fourth one that says it is God's will for me to prosper.
Number four,
God's will.
It's God's will for us.
It is God's will
to prosper. And we need to know.
For me, or you, us, whatever.
Yeah.
God's will for me to prosper. Prosper.
And people need to know that there is life after debt.
That's right.
It's a
and
prosperous.
It's better.
It's a prosperous life. I'll interject something here. We were talking before the broadcast, and we camped on this scripture. We were talking about this particular scripture, Job 36:11. If they obey and serve Him, they'll spend their days in prosperity
and
their years in pleasures.
Is that on here?
No, that's what you and I were talking about that before we started rolling camera. So we're spending our days in prosperity. That's how we live.
That's right.
And I'm agreeing with you right now. This is your great year of debt freedom.
Praise God.
Ooh, how about
that? Take it and live it and enjoy it.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I got chills on that one. Praise it is God. Your great year of debt freedom. This is the year. If you will believe God, if you'll settle these issues, and this is what we did on the broadcast last week, the moment you make the quality decision to live debt-free, God sees you debt-free. And Gloria Copeland said, you are only one decision away from your debt freedom.
That's right.
I like that.
That's That's right.
I like it. So if you weren't able to see the broadcast last week, you've got to get back to them and get the notes, go through those. And so we're going to continue today, and let's go to the next page there, Gloria, on our notes. And we're going to talk about today how Gloria, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland became debt-free. Now, what I did, Gloria, was I went back to your book on God's Will is Prosperity.
I'll tell you in one sentence how we got debt-free.
Tell me in one sentence.
We stopped borrowing money.
That is the major, I think we're learning this week, that's been the major key.
That's the major thing.
Stop borrowing money. Stop borrowing money.
That's the first step.
That's the first step. And the way that you wrote it, here's what I did. I read your book, God's Will is Prosperity, and then I read Kenneth's book on the Laws of Prosperity. So I put the two together, I combined them, and I found out what you said and what he said.
Oh, good.
And you really did say the same thing, so the story is right. But it began for them in 1967, when, as you said just a few moments ago, you were going to Brother Hagin's meetings. He was having...
Yeah. We were learning about faith.
You were learning about faith. I really believe that was designed just for you and Kenneth and Billy.
Because he didn't do that. He had... seems like he had 10-day meetings every quarter or something like that.
10-day meetings every quarter.
And he hadn't done that before, and he didn't do it very long afterwards. But we got it.
You got it. And you were going to it... rain or shine, snow, sleet, you were going to those meetings that he was having. And one of the things...
he was talking about believing God.
Right. And one of the things that you learned was...
Now, he didn't talk about debt freedom, but he taught us how to use our faith.
How to use your faith and how to apply the Word. And as I remember you telling, you made the decision... that whatever you saw in the Word, you would adopt
that. We had
that
said that before.
To your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you found Romans 13:8.
And it was a scary moment.
Romans 13:8. In the King James Version, it said, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law." Well, you found it. And I'm just going to quote from your book here on what you said about it. You said it looked impossible to do, but they did it. They made the quality decision to live debt-free. And the quote that you have here, "Some think when they commit to live debt-free, they will never have anything. But really, a quality decision to live debt-free opens them up to have everything."
You have to learn how to receive. If you're going to live debt-free, you got to believe you receive it when you pray.
You have to believe that you receive when you pray.
And release your faith.
Yeah. And then you made that quality decision together and that quality decision is one that...
But we didn't know what we could do. We just knew we were going to do... If the Word says stay out of debt, if the Word says don't do this, don't do that, well, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So when we found don't borrow money or stay out of debt, it was a shocking moment. we had a little rent house. It was nothing. We had an old used car.
Yeah.
It ran good, but it was not new car. And we just didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. We had early Goodwill furnished house
and
Ken's mother's old stuff.
I remember you telling even before the house in Tulsa, you had your refrigerator was...
Oh, well, we didn't have a refrigerator
outside.
Before that, we had, we were in Little Rock then, and it was wintertime, fortunately. We didn't have a refrigerator or stove, so you know me, I'm very innovative.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a cardboard box and put it on the porch for our refrigerator.
Wow.
And then Ken got a job. We began to improve, but you know, you do what you have to do.
Well, you do. You sure do. If you have to put your groceries in a box outside, the Lord provides the cold weather to do it.
That's right.
But you read that scripture, "Oh, no man, anything."
Oh, and I boiled potatoes in an electric coffee pot.
Ooh.
Ken's mother gave us a bunch of potatoes, a sack full of potatoes.
Oh, what
a
blessing.
They were good. Try
it sometime. Cooking it in a pot, in a coffee pot.
It's one of those kind that will boil on the bottom, you know.
I've never had coffee potatoes before. I bet that tastes good.
I haven't had it in a long time.
Well, you guys, you found the scripture, and as I remember you telling the story, you were looking for actually a way out. Maybe the Amplified Bible would do it.
Yes.
And the Amplified Bible was
No help.
Not at all.
Stay out of debt.
No, it said, keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another.
You know, George, I've never forgotten that picture of in that house, being in that house in North Little Rock. Ken had just gotten a job out at the airport, and we didn't have anything. We didn't have a refrigerator. Mm. We didn't have a stove. And we rented. We didn't even own our own rollaway bed.
Oh. Oh,
we rented a rollaway bed for about $7.50 a month. And then we had Ken's little table he made in high school shop that we put our black and white TV on that was broken and had a picture this high across it. And that was it. Our refrigerator was on the back porch. No refrigerator, just a box.
My gosh.
But I've been delivered from poverty.
Oh, praise God. We have been. And you...
No wonder you know, the Bible says that poverty's a curse. It's a curse.
It sure is.
It's not a blessing.
It sure is.
If you're blessed, you have what you need.
Yeah.
If you're in poverty, it's a curse. And you start finding out what the Word says about God's will for your prosperity, and you act on it, you'll prosper.
Well, the two of you together, listening to Brother Hagin.
Yes, we were listening to Brother Hagin, learning how to use faith.
And you were applying it. You were totally consumed. You were immersed in that Word.
We were believing for a job.
And then by the time you got to Tulsa, going to ORU, and then the decision came during that year, I guess after school was over, perhaps, that the Lord spoke to you and Kenneth about going into full-time ministry. Launching out into ministry. And you made the quality decision that
we
would...
Well, here's what happened with Ken. Remember, he got the job of being co-pilot on Brother Robert's airplane.
Right.
So that put him in the meetings. And Brother Robert's big crusades where he was preaching and people were being healed and Ken was seeing miracles.
Yeah.
Well, I was at home with two little children and no money and no car. No. But he got the... He got it. And so, of course, we began then to see that there was... something about faith we needed. And then we got on Brother Hagin's ministry.
And when you started your ministry, you could have borrowed, but you made that decision not to. And all the way through, all through these years, now next year is 50 years. Yeah. They have been 50 years debt-free in this ministry. And I've watched us through the years. I've been here 40 of those 50.
Way to go, George.
And really paid attention and watched. And during times when there were financial challenges, there was never an option on the table to borrow the money. You had already settled that a long time ago.
That's right.
And we've been through every challenge together.
Are we glad we'd be in debt now?
Oh, my goodness.
Have paid thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of interest that went to the gospel. It was a good
And that came from that one decision. Well, look at your second page. Well, you're already on it there. Now, and we just have a couple of minutes left. Let me just read to you a couple of quotes from Gloria's book, God's Will is Prosperity. You said we stopped using our charge accounts and began to believe God to get out of debt.
That was before credit cards.
Credit cards. So everything we owned was buy now, pay later. Mm-hmm. And you said sometimes it was much later.
Too late.
You said we set our affections on God's Word. We were determined to walk according to what we saw in the Word. Things didn't come to us in one day. We had to build the Word of God into our spirits and walk in what we knew. We would get some of the Word in us and walk in it, get more Word in us and walk in that, get more Word in us and walk in that.
We're still doing it.
We were involved in the Word almost every waking hour. Television was not interesting to us. Even the world events could not hold our attention. You were becoming immersed in this. And it said, we committed to the Word regardless and were not willing to borrow the money. You said, we devoted ourselves to the Word of God literally day and night. And then you said, it was 11 months from the time that we first decided to believe God to get out of debt until that goal was achieved. During those 11 months, we stood fast on what we knew from God's Word. So that's what you said in your book. Tell me.
It was in, I think, Matthew. I saw that God feeds the birds.
Oh. Well, there you go.
And I thought, well, if God takes care of birds, He'll take care of me. Revelation!
But it's a wonderful revelation because, you know, we have people that are watching. Some of them right now, you're in head over heels in debt.
Yeah.
And I believe this is encouragement to you that it took them only 11 months to get out of debt. In the last 2 minutes here that we have left, let me just read this last part.
All right, go ahead.
This is Brother Copeland's version of the story, The Laws of Prosperity. He said, one night we sat down and figured out how much we owed. I got my checkbook and wrote out the checks that would pay these debts. We laid hands on them and prayed according to Romans 13:8. Father, in the name of Jesus, I put these checks in the desk drawer, and I'm believing you to get us out of this mess. I'm looking to you for the money to pay all these debts in Jesus' name. Then he wrote, I was not so foolish as to mail those checks before the money was in the bank. He said, we figured to the last penny how much it would take to operate our household abundantly, not even allowing for unexpected things. We wrote it down and prayed over it in the name of Jesus. He said, I made up my mind to be single-minded from that day forward. And in less than 12 months from that night, we did not owe anything and haven't owned a penny since.
Isn't that awesome?
So that decision that the two of you made, it only took 11 months for you to get out of debt. Terry and I made the same decision together.
We're not talking about after we have a ministry and all that.
No, these were.
Ken and me with no job.
These were the early days.
God provided us.
And as we begin to wrap this up, I just want to let you know today, Gloria and I pray for you. We believe for you right now in the name of Jesus for your debt freedom. What you've done for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, what you've done for Pastor George and Terry and so many more. If you operate in faith and believe God in His Word and take that word of Romans 13:8, you will be debt-free. And we declare right now your debt freedom in Jesus' name. Amen
and amen. Ask the Lord, if you're serious, ask the Lord to show you how do I get started in this? What do I do step by step? And He'll tell you. You'll get out. You may have to quit buying things that you like for a while or whatever.
That's good, Gloria. That's
it is worth it.
That's good.
We've lacked for nothing. You know, it took us 11 months to get out of debt. But the blessing was moving and taking place in our lives.
It was working.
It has done that ever since.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah, Gloria.
Way to go, George.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.